In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I have good news for you. I am not going to pontificate on the gospel at great length because two reasons. First, many of us were at Jammin' on the James. Many of us worked a number of hours yesterday. And just as a silate, if you are here for Jammin', raise your hand. That's a heck of a lot of us who put in a lot of hours in hot weather. You all don't need a long sermon from me this morning. Secondly, this is a really hard gospel. And hearing something like that on a summer morning after a really long, hot day is just too much to ask of anybody. So you'll find out the not-so-good news in just a minute or two. But let me say a word about this. It is very hard, but for two reasons. First, there's that first half of this story in which James and John are asking Jesus if they can send down fire on their enemies, which is a rather rude way to deal with those with whom you disagree, not recommended for those who are following Christ. And then there's the whole issue about following Jesus and the rather enigmatic, very confusing responses that Jesus gives to those whom he asks to follow him or who offer to follow. I don't know what to make of those. Many scholars don't know. Many preachers don't know what to make of that. What is most important in all of this is not those individual responses to people from the first century, but it's about the question of how we follow Jesus in our day, for who we are as individuals and as a people, the people of God in this time and place. So don't get wrapped up in those details of trying to understand why Jesus tells somebody whose father has died that they can't go and bury their father. Don't go there. Don't worry about that. Instead, think about what it is that Jesus is calling you to do, recognizing that this is the very beginning of his journey to Jerusalem, a journey that he already knows is likely to end up in suffering and death. And note that in Luke, this is an interesting little piece of to be aware of, this is only the end of chapter 9. There are 24 chapters in the Gospel of Luke. Luke has Jesus starting out for Jerusalem pretty early on in the story. So the bulk of the Gospel of Luke happens while he is on his way to the great climax in Jerusalem. And I think we need to be aware of that. We've never really liked talking about how hard it is to follow Christ. We've been fairly comfortable in our existence for the most part in this country, in this place. But following Jesus is not an easy thing. So this is where it becomes not so great news for you. So instead of listening to me pontificate, I'm going to let you all do some thinking on your own and conversation amongst yourselves as you are ready in response to several questions, which you will see there. I want you to think about what it is that God, through Jesus, might be calling you to do at this point in your life, to follow more faithfully. And this doesn't have to be a huge thing like creating global peace. That's probably a little too much to take on, but it could be as simple as, I need a little bit more silence in my day. I need to be more intentional in my conversations with a spouse or child. Make it easy on yourself because you can take small baby steps. And secondly, like the people who were responding to Jesus, we always come up with our own excuses for why whatever it is that we think we're called to, why we can't do it. So think about your excuses as well. And then the glory of being part of a Christian community is that you don't have to walk this way by yourself. So are there ways that somebody else here or a group of people might be able to help you in that particular journey? Saying a prayer for you, just being accountable, whatever it might be. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a couple of minutes for silent reflection, because this is hard stuff, and I recognize that I'm asking a lot of you, but hey, that's my job. to think about for a minute or two about your responses, because I know that there are lots of introverts in this crowd who need some space to think. And then I'm going to invite you, if you are comfortable doing so, talking with one and most two other people about your responses, and just give you 5 minutes or so to do that, because, and that's the reason for just a couple of people, because I want everybody to have a chance if you want to do so. So I will interrupt your silence. Actually, you should hear the bell if I do this right. But we'll let you go into a minute or two of prayer, and then we'll invite you to talk with a couple of others as you are comfortable doing so. So that is your signal. If you are comfortable doing so, feel free to find one or two other people. Whether or not you are related to them, it's up to you to figure that out. About 5 minutes.